I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And judging by the lack of branch movement outside, it's not really a day for
Scytherism.
Yeah.
The sound of wind blowing through the leaves.
And we have two mulberry trees right off of the lawn out in the front. And they're big enough now. Last Father's Day, the kids gave me a hammock. And we've got the hammock underneath. And talk about a great place to just get done with some chores, get out of the sun, take a few minutes to relax and scyther.
Listen to the scytherism.
Scytherism.
And get your scytherism on.
I almost wore my shirt today, but yeah, no, it's not a scytherism day, is it?
There's not a bit of wind.
Well,
I wanted to touch really quickly and go back to our upcoming heat. Because trees are going to need a little bit of help from us as our temperatures continue to increase. And we are, you know, in a drought that we get twice in a century. And so there's things you can do to help your trees. Even the trees that aren't irrigated, desert trees, you can put a hose out on a trickle and just let it go overnight and kind of move it around the canopy and just give it a little bit of a drink. And then in addition,
even a soaker hose can be helpful.
Yeah, a soaker hose is easy.
Then you don't have to keep moving that hose around.
And you can even set it up on a manual timer on a hose bib, and that's what I did for my garden in Wisconsin. I put out six soaker hoses and a timer.
There you go.
I'll see what happens when I get back. But anyway, we have other things we can do to help the trees. Getting a layer of wood chips, fresh wood chips would be the best, or mulch over the base of the trees really helps to hold moisture and to help the temperature retain the same. The ground isn't going to heat up as much. It also helps with compaction. But we have a product at Save a Tree that I've been using now for a couple of years, and I'm just having incredible result with it. And it's called Arbor Kelp. And it's harvested actually from the North Atlantic. And it's a nutrient that, as John puts it, it's kind of a root massage.
It is. But, it's a soil amendment that conditions the soil, improves the rooting environment.
Yeah.
And I like that. Instead of a foot massage, it's a root massage.
Yeah, but we find that it really helps to prepare trees for stress and helps trees to recover from stress. And the Palaverdes that I treat, at some properties I go and I treat all their Palaverdes, and they come through the heat looking better and healthier and happier. We add a bunch of different things into those products. We use Biozone, which is naturally occurring microbes that you find in the soil. And then we also add some organic matters, and there's humic acid, amino acids, and just really good things. And I'm seeing huge result with it, in helping trees to recover and to sustain through the heat.
And note that these are not fertilizer products, which are often salt based and can burn the roots. This is more of a soil conditioner, creating a more favorable rooting environment. We just love these natural products that we can bring to our landscapes, and just had some really great results this last year. In fact, we have a early, a mid, and a late fertilizing program. And in the early and the late, we add some nitrogen in the spring, more potassium, phosphorus in the fall. But then in the summer, we pretty much are doing these arbor kelp treatments, because we're finding that just protecting the trees from the summer stress is more important than anything else we can do. And keeping the macronutrients mainly for the spring and fall.
And it's really beneficial for the desert trees, because you don't need to give them nitrogen. They get their own nitrogen from the bacteria. And so it's just more nutrient to help the soil help the tree.
And what's this last talking point about birds and trees in this new Western Chapter ISA program?
It's, well, it started as an ad hoc committee through the Britain Fund with the Western Chapter, and it's now a full committee, and it's just going crazy. They have every seminar they have is completely packed. And really what they're trying to do and what they are doing is educating people on the benefits of keeping your trees for the wildlife and for the birds. And, you know, I'm a real stickler. I won't cut out a branch. I have a customer waiting for me to come back and get a dead branch out of his tree.
Because there's a nest in it.
Yeah, there's a nest. And I was just at another customer's that had a roadrunner nest in some cacti that were growing up into a mesquite. And, you know, he did the research, and I guess they stay in their nest for 24 days. And so we're not even going to prune that area. We're going to wait and let that wildlife have their time. And so tree care for birds is huge. It's huge, and it's so important. They're losing their habitat everywhere. We have to help them.
Well, maybe next month we can dive a little deeper, because there's a lot involved in minimizing the impacts, to discuss the habitat value, to know a little bit about the breeding seasons of your different birds. And then, of course, there's rescue and rehab programs that we try to make available to our there's a lot of great groups like Liberty Wildlife and others here in the Valley that can help on the rescue end of this whole process of working with our environment and our wildlife and our birds in our yards.
And to schedule an arborist if you need a little help with your tree care.
At saveatree.com would be the fastest way to get to us.
No E, SAVATREE.com.
Yes.
Save a tree. Thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us, John Eisenhower and Sarah Maitland.